the price, it plummeted this week with the Eastern Market Indicator closing at 1,513 cents per kilo. That's down a massive 163 cents on the week prior. It's the biggest weekly fall since 2003, and it's prompted Australian Wool Innovation to call for an emergency strategy to halt trading amid what's being labelled by some as a market crash. AWI CEO Stuart McCulloch told our reporter Cara Jeffrey that the fall in the Eastern Market Indicator was quite shocking.
If a stock market was falling like that, then they'd shut the market down. And, I think that some sort of mechanism or some sort of emergency strategy that we instigate around the sale of wool when situations like that, it's probably worth considering.
Australian Wool Exchange Chief Executive Mark Graves says the wool market has not crashed and he does not foresee any halt to trading.
We're certainly coming off some high levels going back 4 or 5 months ago now, but there's no doubt that the fall this week was dramatic. And I think the thing to keep in mind, it's dramatic obviously from a grower perspective, but also from the buyer perspective as well.
Australian Wool Innovation CEO Stuart McCulloch has suggested that there should be an emergency mechanism in place and to shut down the market when there's such great falls. Do you think that should happen?
I understand the sentiment of what's being said, but the market is volatile at times and certainly fluctuates. Understanding what the mechanisms that make them fall or make them rise is often difficult and complex. And if you look around the world this week, today, all sorts of markets have been very volatile. So outside of a catastrophic event, this is the market being the market, but growers are using their right to either pass in wool or withdraw wool from sale.
Has that happened in the past where the wool market has been shut down due to prices falling so much? Has this ever been in place before?
No, not to my recollection. I mean, we've seen significant events in the industry back in the 90s, of course, with the reserve price falling and crashing. But in terms of world events, we've been through a GFC, we've been through all sorts of events, but I don't recall a market being closed for that particular reason.
And would it be AWEX that would make that call for the wool industry if the market was to be shut down?
Look, to be absolutely honest, it would be an industry decision. It would be there are mechanisms in place to look after how auctions proceed and the rules in and around auction, and that's through the National Auction Selling Committee. We obviously are one of the providers to the sale, and if there will always be somebody who wants to sell and those that don't have to sell. So you have to bear all those sorts of factors in mind before any major decision, and this would be a significant and major decision to close any market.
Are you hearing anything from other people within the industry to put it's only second week post recess? Is there any talk of going back into recess again? Is anyone else floating this idea with you?
No, I think most people I've spoken to in the last week to 2 weeks have been concerned about where the market is going and has it bottomed out and what levels will it be. Now, if we look at the EMI at the moment, which is at 1,513 cents, we haven't seen a level like that since 2017, but we also know that it's been significantly higher in that time. I think what you're seeing in the market, particularly yesterday, there was a 35% of wool was passed in, and that's not including wool that was withdrawn from sale. So there are growers out there in discussion with their brokers, and I'm sure that there are very earnest sort of discussions taking place at this moment about what to do with the wool. But they're making decisions based on their predicament, or based on their situation, and we're seeing that exercised in the market as well.
Are you expecting there to be a high number of bales withdrawn for next week?
You would think that there will be those sorts of discussions taking place. We have an update of the catalogues for next week, which will be some of which will be transmitted this afternoon, and we'll have a much clearer indication of what wool is on offer next week. But bearing in mind, a lot of the wool that was withdrawn this week would have been withdrawn on the day or the day prior. So it's a very fluid situation where growers will assess with their broker exactly what their strategy will be.
And what do you think the ramifications would be for the wool market if it was to be shut down?
I wouldn't even go that far, to be honest, Cara. There's a long way between having this conversation now and getting to any predicament about markets being closed, I don't see that happening. So I would imagine that the market will keep on going, and that growers, buyers, traders will all make decisions based on the market at that time.
With the EMI now 600 cents a kilogram cheaper than the same time last year, AWI's Stuart McCulloch is concerned about when the price will lift.
I have some real concerns about consumer confidence in the Northern Hemisphere just because of the macroeconomic trouble that we're in some of those key markets to us. And we don't have to look too deep to see who's in strife. But when you see a country like China that's got diminished growth and a trade war on with the US, that's a very important customer to us, not only for processing of wool, but also for consumption of wool. And, it's a concern. Sadly, there's some things that we can have an effect on, and there's things that we can't. And, a trade war between China and the US is impacting. Things like Brexit are impacting. Numbers out of Germany, growth numbers out of Germany, or negative growth out of Germany looks bad. Italy looks bad. France looks bad. Spain looks bad. Japan's not going very well either. So there's some major economies of the world there that that we rely on heavily to consume our product. Growth numbers down in China, which is a big consumer of our product now. So there's some real macroeconomic concerns there that we think are playing out. We've just got to deal with the circumstances right now and adjust our company to fit the budget or the revenue that's coming in.
And when you speak of adjusting things at AWI, does that mean staff cuts? Where will these changes come from?
Look, it means cuts across the board. So it means cuts in marketing, cuts in research and development, cuts in education extension, and cuts in human resources as well. So, we'll be indiscriminate. No, I'll be indiscriminate in that and that process. So I'm given a number by the board. That number that I was given is now a lot less than where we were 3 months ago, and I just have to convert that number into an operational reality.